Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cloaked in shame is the only way to describe the entire Clippers franchise. The man who was describing the game last night on ESPN, Jeff Van Gundy, good enough to join us here, courtesy of the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. Jeff, thank you for joining us on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We are trying to put together the pieces of that collapse last night. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard combined to go 0 for 11 from the floor for 0 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist in a fourth quarter where they played with both hands wrapped around their own necks. Have you ever seen anything quite like that one before?
Yeah. Again, when you've been in the playoffs year after year, both, you know, watching them and also coaching, you know, we had a guy in the seventh game of a series when I was with Houston. I mean, when I was with the Knicks against Houston, he's got 2 for 18. And so it happened. Now, you don't see it like that, where both guys struggled simultaneously like that in such a critical game, but it does happen. And, you know, I heard you guys talking, and the Clippers are going to have a long off season. They're going to have to rethink. They're going to have to not overreact, but also not underreact. But I think the biggest thing that they're going to look at is, why did we lose spirit when the ball wouldn't go in for us or we were going through a negative run? To me, you know, it happens all the time. Everybody picks on the coach and says, blame the coach. But this is a player's league. The coach bears responsibility, but there's no coach that's going to talk somebody into being mentally strong. And there's also no coach that's going to talk somebody into becoming mentally weak. Unfortunately, you are what you are at this point in your life. And I think they have to do a long look in the mirror as individuals into how they can respond better individually and as a team when things don't go right.
Brian Windhorst referred to the 2012 Heat team that had gone through much of the same thing. And he thought the embarrassment proved to be a boon for them the next season. Does this Clipper team look like that, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, and I think embarrassment is such a strong word. You know, the Heat that year lost in the finals. Please embarrass me if I can get to the finals and lose every year. You know, like, to give yourself a chance and say you're embarrassed, you only should be embarrassed as an individual or as a team if you didn't play with the type of intensity, passion, and unselfishness that you're capable of. And I think that's what they have to look at. And I think the Clippers, like, they'll make some subtle changes, but I think it's going to be basically the same group coming back, and they're going to have to find out, you know, how they can play better through the natural ups and downs of an NBA game. I just don't think in these last three second halves, they had a very glazed over look a lot of time instead of like a passionate response to when things were going bad.
So obviously a lot of people are spending time, and not wrongly, on the Clippers and the disappointment. But as disappointing as you just described those last three second halves being for the two stars of L.A., the two stars of Denver were unbelievable. And these are young guys having really their first playoff success. How incredible of a coming out party is it for Jokic and Murray?
Yeah. Think about it. Last year, they beat San Antonio at home in a seventh game to go to the second round, and they lost in a seventh game to Portland at home to go to the Western Conference Finals. This year, they go down 3-1, could have easily lost in the first round to Utah, comes back and win, and then beats the Clippers in a similar way. And the biggest reason was, you know, Murray scoring and Jokic's all-around game. That is one of the most unselfish, creative, passing players that you're ever going to see from the center position. It was absolutely mesmerizing to watch him create great shots for his teammates.
Jeff Van Gundy here on 95.7 The Game. So we are now set up for a wildly interesting NBA Finals, because either way, we're going to have the Nuggets crashing the party, which would be fine by me. They're fantastic to watch. Or we're going to see LeBron versus Heat culture, or it's going to be, what, Lakers-Celtics, which I hear used to be kind of a thing in the NBA Finals. Like, this is really boiling down to some interesting, unsuspected storylines when everybody hopped into the bubble in the first place.
Exactly. It's been very unpredictable from the seeding games on. The games have been much better played than I expected, particularly early. I thought the offense was far ahead of the defense. Defensively, I think some teams are catching up now. The pressure of these long series have been interesting to watch. Individuals, how they respond, teams, how they respond. The Celtic game last night, the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals, was a tremendous game that had so many back and forth by different really good wing players. So I agree with you. Whatever the combination that ultimately reaches the final is going to be really, really compelling stuff.
Speaking of Celtics and Heat, the first game was such a grinder. And it's likely that the rest of them are going to be like that, too. It may be hard to figure this out in the bubble, but does the likelihood that that whole series become a grinder work a lot to the benefit of the team that comes out of the West, or does it make any difference?
You know, I don't know how that works out because, again, depends on how many games they go, how much extra time of rest they have than the West. Remember, the Eastern Conference finals, they'll have played two games before the West plays one. And so from there, you just don't know. I can make the case that going a long, hard series hardens you to the competition. Like Denver, you know, responded. I thought they were hardened to the competition from Utah. So I think a lot of it depends on how good the other teams are and, you know, the breaks of the game. So I don't know if the added games or rest or how hard fought it is. I think it helps, but some people would say it may drain you a little bit.
Also, Eastern Conference, this Heat team, I don't know. I did think they would beat the Bucks, but to a certain extent, you have to consider it an upset just based on the record and even maybe based on the roster. And I think also based on Jimmy Butler, who's really been questioned as the number one guy. Can he do that? What is your view of Jimmy Butler as the kind of lead dog on a championship contender?
Well, he's made some big plays, really big plays in their playoffs so far. But I think offensively, Dragic, to me, is a tremendous component. Their draft choice, Tyler Hero, is really good. Bam Adebayo at the center position really can move the ball and make passes. And then they surround him with tremendous shooting. So they have probably the most well-balanced offensive team that is left. because it's not like you can just focus on one guy because they have so many different weapons. You know, Boston's a little bit the same way, particularly when they get Gordon Hayward back. But I think this Miami team is really, really hard to guard with their depth, their talent, their movement, and their passing.
Six openings in the NBA, Jeff. You happy being a broadcaster?
Listen, if you would have asked me this, not living in a bubble, I would say, yeah, I'm happy being a broadcaster. But the bubble life has worn me out now. I'm ready to get this next 4 weeks over and get back home. But, yeah, overall, you know, I'm really happy being a broadcaster. If something coaching-wise came up that made sense, I certainly would consider that too. So I'm just blessed. You know, I've got a job in this awful pandemic we're all going through. And if you have a job and you have your health, you got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, we're pretty thankful around here. And we're really thankful to be able to have the opportunity to talk with you today. I know how busy you are in between game days, and really appreciate you picking up the phone last minute and saying hello to us. Thanks so much, Coach.
No problem. Best of luck, guys.
Jeff Van Gundy from ESPN. He was on that broadcast last night. And I know that Mike Florio of NBC Sports is going to be joining us in just a moment. So let me welcome everyone into their 3 o'clock hour right here and now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
There is no bigger story in all.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.